Watch it, Gwen. Watch it, Gwen. Watch it. Gwen Majors, Ollie Woodson. The late, the great Ollie Woodson. Sing, y'all, sing. Precious love, 90.3, ooh baby, love FM, y'all. The late Ollie Woodson from The Temptations, and the beautiful Gwen Majors, y'all. It's on her new project. Make sure you check it out. We're gonna see about getting it at Voice Distributions, all right? Hey, ladies, have you ever, ever been in love with a man that your family always told you he's no good for you? Yeah, but sometimes you gotta follow your heart, right, ladies? 5 more minutes in the beautiful, the gorgeous, the sexy one. She's here, y'all. Amanda Brown. Get ready, fellas. Yeah.
Miss Shirley.
Yes, Valerie.
You know, we're your sisters, and we love you.
Right.
I've been watching you, and you don't look good at all.
Oh, no.
I hate to tell you this, but your man, he ain't doing you a bit of good. He's running you in the ground. You should leave him. Cut him loose. I mean, you're a young, nice-looking girl. Everybody likes you, even me.
Oh, yeah.
You have a nice personality and so on and so forth. And you know you can get another man. Somebody who's gonna treat you like a lady.
Look, you know, I know that you love me and I know you're concerned. But there's one thing that you just don't seem to understand.
I just love the man. And I don't care what you say. I just love the man. 'Cause he treats me the way that I want to be treated. When it comes to loving me, he's all right. When it comes to providing for me, he's all right. He's my inspiration. And you know, you just don't understand our relation. 'Cause when I'm that makes me feel real good inside.
He makes me feel good. He makes me feel good. So alive.
Now look, Shirley. Now what do you want, Brenda? I don't know who you're trying to fool. And even Mama said we should talk to you about this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. 'Cause all that stuff you talk about him providing for you, that don't mean nothing. I mean, where was he at when your rent was back 3 months? And we had to all put our little bit of money together to keep a roof over not only your head, but his head too. You see, I'm not trying to get in your business, but I just couldn't hold this back any longer.
See, I'm glad you and Mom and Valerie, I'm glad you're all concerned, but this is something you will never understand.
Tell me about it.
I just love the man. And I don't care what you say. I just love him, love him, I love him. 'Cause he treats the way that I want to be treated when I need to be needed. When it comes to loving me, loving me, he's all right. Yes, he is. When it comes to providing for me, he's all right.
Just love that man. New York City, don't you move that dial. Right after these PSAs, we'll be right back with the one and only Amanda Brown.
If everything's ready, you're on the dark side of the moon. Dark side of the moon. Play the five tones. Play the five tones. Play the five tones.
Oh, New York, New York. I'm Gary Tan. Let's begin your weekend with a new flavor to recuperate from a long, stressful weekday. It's the cool stage for new age and R&B classics. The message is universal. Fridays at midnight on 90.3 FM, WHCR, Harlem after midnight.
Heavy rains are falling.
Ah. Hi, this is Pete Kirchhoff, inviting you to join me every Friday from 3 to 6 a.m. on The Night Shift. You'll hear a mix of classic soul and R&B from the 1950s through the 80s, along with newer releases from some soul survivors. That's on The Night Shift, Fridays at 3 a.m. on WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.
WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.
Where I stand, no false promises, no lies, no deceit. I'm laying it all down for you to see. So here I am. I am a girl of 23. All of my friends think I'm crazy. I like bananas dipped in tea, but that's only the beginning. I can be your best friend, your woman loyal to the end. No secrets from you.
Wait is over, New York City, and everyone around the world. The track of this one is Here I Am, and guess what? She's here, y'all, the lovely Amanda Brown. Welcome to 90.3 FM, baby.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God, you made it here, huh?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Happy to be here.
All right. New York City, you've been hearing me talk about it all week, and you've been getting the emails and the blasts over Facebook and the mailing list and everything. Well, she's here live in person, and we're going to take you through some of her tracks from some great, great vocals. I mean, she just, I've been listening to your music all week in the car, and I'm like, where's the rest of it? Where's the complete project? You know, I need it all. But real quick, why don't you introduce yourself to the world and tell them a little bit about yourself real quick.
Hello, world. My name is Amanda Brown here, hanging out with Maurice, The Voice, 90.3. Yeah. Having a good time.
So what have you been up to lately? Where you coming from? I know you 2 years on the road with Alicia Keys, and I mean, I've been watching your YouTube videos, and I'm going to put it out there. I'm sorry. It was like you was doing background when you should have probably been doing lead, in my opinion.
You was
blowing it up, girl.
No. Well, I mean, honestly, it was an amazing, amazing experience. Alicia Keys is awesome and just such a beautiful, beautiful person and beautiful spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And amazingly talented. So I was honored to be on that tour. But yeah, it was my very, very first world tour. And it was an experience.
Now, you said world tour, not United States tour. I mean, where all did you travel?
Yeah, we were everywhere. Parts of Europe and the Netherlands, and we toured the U.S. And we went to, like, Northern Africa and Australia and Asia. We were everywhere. We went around the world.
I was looking at your bio when you said around the world. I mean, you did go around the world. I mean, at least 42 states, I think I was reading almost. But, hey, that had to be an ultimate experience.
It was unbelievable. Honestly, it was amazing. I still, when I think back to it, I'm just like, did I really do all that? And hopefully there's so much more that I'll be able to do in terms of my career and my life. But it was an amazing experience.
Well, what I like about that, I saw on your website there that you did, everywhere you went, mainly you took pictures with the fans. And you have an album on your Facebook page that with the fans, I think, or the fans or something like that.
Totally. Because, I mean, that was my first kind of big exposure in terms of me as a singer,
mm-hmm.
You know, in any other place other than New York and D.C. So for me, that was like the whole kit and caboodle right there. You know, the fans coming out and supporting, and people would like message me on my Facebook, and like the support and the love was so unbelievable. So I was like, I have to give at least some of that back, you know.
You did a superb job. I mean, I believe in making sure you capture the memories and pictures and stuff, and thanking the fans and the listeners. That's what I do. So we always invite them in to be with us. And whenever I'm out at a gig, I make sure that I'm with them and not away from them.
Always.
So that impressed me a whole lot about you.
You know,
born in the Bronx, the Boogie Down Bronx.
The Boogie Down Bronx.
I know you got to send some love.
Shout out to BA.
Well, let me stop you. Let me stop you right there, all right? We don't do shout outs in the love zone. We send love. So
okay, sending some love to my family and friends in the Boogie Down Bronx.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm. Much love.
So tell me, how long you been singing?
Wow. Forever.
Forever.
I asked my dad one time, actually. Yeah. I asked my dad, I was like, Dad, do you even remember like when I first started singing? And he actually said to me, he was like, honestly, I can recall you singing or humming or some type of musical thing coming out of your mouth when you were like around 3 years
old.
So that's, wow. I believe, when it began.
That's a blessing, girl.
Definitely is
That's
a blessing.
A blessing.
But my father's an elder, and so I'm an EK.
Uh-oh.
For all those folks that were raised in the church.
You're EK.
An eldest kid.
Guess what? I'm an EK too.
No way.
Yes, I am. Yes,
so
I
you
am.
Understand the
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, I know. You know, my family was Seventh-day Adventist, so.
Oh, wow.
And my mother was Baptist, so I went to church on Saturday and Sundays.
Well, basically, I did the exact same
you
thing.
Know? I'm looking at your sister saying, we went three times.
Yes, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Saturdays. It was, we lived in the church.
It's all good, though. Some good singing in church.
No, definitely.
Did you sing in the choir?
I did sing in the choir and in the children's choir and then on the worship team.
You go, girl.
Yeah. So it's just one of those things when you grow up in church, it's like just you, they expect you to do it. But on top of that, I really did have some great experiences singing in church. So I'm very grateful.
Well, I've been listening to the results of your singing from church to adulthood. And definitely I cannot wait until the CD is complete.
And me either.
We want it. We want it first because it is definitely off the hook. We've been telling people you was going to be here, and the love line's been lighting up all day, and they've been calling in saying, hey, is Amanda there yet? So we're going to take some callers real quick and let them talk to you, right? 90.3 okay. FM, what's your name and where you're calling from?
From the Bronx, New York.
Yay!
Okay, you're talking to Amanda Brown.
Amanda, hi Amanda. This is Damien calling.
Damien, how are you, my love?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. This is one of my Bronx buddies right here.
Yes. You are, yes. Shout out to the Bronx, if yes.
How are you feeling tonight, Damien?
I'm feeling great. I'm over here in the grill, actually, with my BFF having a drink. I figured I should give you a nice shout out.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the love.
Hey, Damon.
Welcome. Yes, sir.
Hey, Damon, have you ever seen Amanda sing?
Yes, I have.
Now, keep it real now. Does she blow live in person or what?
Yes, she does.
She does.
And she knows I'm very real. She knows I keep it real. So, yes, she does. She
All
puts
right.
it down. She puts it down. You should come by and see her, actually.
Okay, well, we're going to tell New York where we can come see her at, all right?
Yeah, where are you stationed at, actually?
Well, we're in Harlem, New York City.
Oh, you're in Harlem.
That's right.
To Harlem. Shout That's out to Harlem.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Damien, she got a lot of fans calling us, so we got to go, all right?
I see.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Damien.
Well, much love to all of y'all. I wish y'all all the best, all
love
right?
Love you.
All right, love y'all. Y'all take care now. Keep it tight.
90.3 FM, what's your name? Where you calling from?
How you know? My name's Daniel Brown.
Daniel! That's my brother!
That's your biggest fan, dude. Unless your sister is. What's up, Daniel?
How you doing, man? How you doing, Amanda?
Good. Thanks for calling, brother.
You sound good on the radio, too.
Thank you.
I'm calling to answer that question that he asked you. How long you been singing?
Go ahead. Put it out there. Put it out there.
Definitely. Every hour of every day. If she didn't sing so well, I probably would have got annoyed.
Well, she's a songbird, huh?
It's definitely a blessing, though.
Oh, man. Well, then you've been blessed to be around her to be able to hear this wonderful talent because I got hooked just from this week of hearing her music. So I know wherever she's going to be at, we're going to be there, and we're going to let New York know all about it. But, hey, thanks for calling, man.
Thanks, Daniel.
Hey, Daniel, since you family, tell me one of your most proudest moments with your sister, with her singing career.
Man, this is, I mean, every moment feels wonderful. Every time she sings, it gives me goosebumps. I couldn't even narrow it down to one moment.
Couldn't have said it no better, baby. Thanks for calling, David.
Feeling the love.
All right.
You
all right,
got it.
Bye.
New York City, we've been talking and we've been telling you about her. She's going to be here for a few hours. Well, not a few hours, a few minutes here in the Love Zone. But we're going to get back and let you hear what she sounds like singing a nice, beautiful ballad. This happens to be one of my favorite ones by the beautiful Amanda Brown. It's called You Complete Me, right here on 90.3 Love FM. Do me a favor, y'all. Listen to the words.
Completely took my breath away. Never thought that there could be anyone so special to me.
Amanda, darling. Amanda. Oh, Amanda. That's all I'm going to say about that. This one here, speechless.
Speechless. Thank you.
I mean, New York City, everyone around the world, do you hear what I'm hearing here? Do you hear it? The phones are lighting up once again. 90.3 FM, what's your name and where you're calling from?
This is Judy on the Upper East Side.
Hey, Judy.
Hey. Hi, Judy.
Hey, Miss Amanda Brown.
How are you?
Good, sitter. Happy to see you showing your love on 90.3 FM.
Yes, having a good time.
Hi, Samara.
No, I was
good. I'm excited to see you guys. I've been watching you for a while. Now yeah. I got you on the computer. I can see you.
Hi.
Thank you, Mr. Watts, for having the girls on there, especially Miss Amanda Brown. She's a wonderful talent.
All right. I need you to do me a favor. Turn your computer down because we're getting the feedback.
Sure. I'm trying to get it down right now. And okay, great.
What's your name?
Judy.
Judy, calling from Upper East Side?
Yes, Upper East Side. Originally from Harlem.
Originally from Harlem. I hear you, baby. Listen, Judy, tell me, I'm just blown away with the young lady here. So I need you to tell me your opinion about this beautiful vocalist.
Oh, she's amazing. Always getting goosebumps. Been to a lot of affairs and functions with her. She's a real, real pro.
Thank you, Judy.
A little lady with a good voice, big voice.
Well, tell me this. Once this CD come out, you going to buy it?
Oh, I already play her music, honey. She just got finished singing my favorite tune. You complete me? Oh,
let me find out.
I know them all.
That's your favorite,
all
right?
The time. Yes, that's my favorite.
That's my favorite, too. I was trying to just explain it, and I was just speechless.
Yay.
I love it. So happy to see all of you guys.
Well, hey,
thanks
for calling in.
90.3 FM.
She's like, give me that plug, 90.3.
Up in Harlem, too, up city. That's my spot, honey.
Gotta represent Harlem, right,
thank
baby?
Thank you, Judy.
Thanks for calling in, baby.
Love you.
Love you. Show the love.
90.3 FM, what's your name? Where you calling from?
How you doing? My name is Richard Burton. I'm calling from the Bronx.
Richard.
BX, Richard.
Richard in the boogie down.
Look it down.
How you doing, Richard, baby?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
What is it you want to say to this beautiful young lady here?
I want to send all my love and blessings to her. She's a beautiful young lady, and she has a great voice. I love the stuff that she does.
Yes,
and I get goosebumps also every time she sings. The first time I heard her sing live, I actually cried.
Oh.
I believe you.
I was trying to videotape a video, and I couldn't even concentrate on what I was doing.
I believe you. Rich, you know, she has good people behind her. She have you there. And now she has 90.3 FM, the Love Zone. Definitely the voice.
Much love.
She's got you in the corner, baby, because we believe in helping artists get that exposure and get out there and make that CD pop, baby. And we definitely plan to do our best here to make sure we get the word out for you on 90.3.
Thank you very much.
That's what I'm talking about.
Take care, my beautiful cousin.
We definitely will do that. Thanks for calling, Rich.
Thanks, Rich.
Okay, sweetheart. Good luck.
Oh,
bye-bye,
my
baby.
Goodness. Amanda. They are calling. You got love out there, girl.
Yay! Much love to the love givers.
I mean, but this song, You Complete Me, give me some history about this song, because, I mean, this song just moves me, and I'm listening to the very first verse in the song, and I'm like, dad. I mean, I can't say what I want to say, but dad.
This song is I think it was actually the first song that I recorded when I started, you know, recording music after like my second year of college, when I got together with my management, partner's management. Mm-hmm. It was the very first song that I had recorded maybe about, I want to say like 3 years ago.
Wow.
And
it's already mastered, right? You don't have to touch it.
It's done. It's done. That's why you're playing it. It's done.
It's a done deal, baby.
But yeah, it's just one of those songs that I kind of was just like, just one of those love songs when you have that one special person that means everything. And
and was this song a personal song? Testimony?
It could be. Okay. It could be.
Okay. It fits.
It's definitely one of those songs that's meant for that one special person. So
you know, we have a tendency here in the Love Zone, if it's really nice, we gotta play it twice. So I mean, we just gonna keep it right up under us, nice.
Go
and
right
soft
ahead. Yet. I will not complain.
Nice and softly. Now tell me, I mean, you've been singing since you was younger. Tell me some artists that may have inspired you, or did you just love to sing? Did you try to go after, follow anybody, or?
Well, honestly, coming from a home where my father was very, very strict in terms of the things we were able to expose ourselves to growing up in a gospel home, Christian
Amen.
Home.
Tell me about it.
So we weren't really able to listen to a whole lot of music growing up, but I can say when I was very, very young, my mom had this one Mariah Carey tape, her very first album, her self-titled album. Mm-hmm. It was one of those cassette tapes, and I used to play it, and I remember actually me and my sister jumping up and down on my mom's bed to Dream Lover. So I can say that Mariah Carey has really been a huge influence, especially like her earlier music. But once I started to kind of delve into music, I went to LaGuardia High School, which is a music and art school. Much love to LAG.
Yeah.
That's when I really started to kind of just experience the world of music, and I was just like, whoa, all of this stuff is available to me, and I didn't even know. So I kind of just, it was like music overload at that point, and I I fell in love with everything, honestly, from jazz to pop to rock to classical to everything. Just became, you know, a love of mine. So, yeah.
Well, you took it all in, because I hear some of your riffs, you know, and I'm like, whoa, what, that's like some opera stuff going on here, you know. So it's like you just combined it all in. You completed it.
Well, I could definitely pay tribute to my high school upbringing and my high school training for that classical stuff, because okay. Otherwise I don't think that would be there.
Well, it's there, baby. The phones are still ringing, 212-491-4685. If you would like to call in and speak to the beautiful Amanda Brown, feel free to do so. 90.3 FM, you're on live. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from the Bronx. My name is Anita Pell.
Hi!
I walked into my house and I heard this voice and I said, damn, I recognize this voice.
Hi, Anita.
And then I walked away and I heard the guy say, that was Amanda Brown, and I turned back.
Yeah, that guy over there, right? Yeah.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm happy.
Listening to some slow jams.
Sound real nice. Sound like you somebody's in love.
Definitely am.
Oh, that is nice, Amanda. I'm happy for you.
Oh, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
What's your name again, darling? What's her name?
Anita Pell.
Anita.
This is my mama right here.
That's Anita? That's mom?
Well, no, not my biological mother, but, you know, my other mother.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, we all have some moms that we adopt, take on, and everything.
Definitely.
And now, hey, mom, is she a good daughter?
What?
Is she a good daughter?
Well, what do you think? That's why I'm calling in.
I hear you, girl. What is one of your favorite songs that you know that Amanda sings?
Well, you know, actually, she never wants me to hear nothing that she sings. But I went to a place in the village one night,
mm-hmm.
and I heard her, so that's how I recognize this voice tonight.
Amen. Well, thanks for calling.
I'm very, very particular when it comes to family. I tend to be a little bit more like.
I want to put you. Mr. Pell on the phone. Gary, come and say something to Amanda.
Wow. Got the whole family there, huh?
I'm on the radio.
Classic.
Hi, Amanda. Good luck.
Hi. Thank you.
Yes. You know, you're one of my favorites.
So, oh, thank
and
you.
And I really enjoyed your music.
Oh, thank
so,
you.
Listen, all the best.
And make sure you go out and buy that CD when it come out, all right?
I already bought 10.
They don't have to buy it. They're going to get a free copy.
I hear you.
No. We want to buy it. Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, y'all.
Thank you, guys.
212-491-4685, 90.3 FM. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, it's Kira.
Hey, Kira.
Hi, Kira.
Amanda. Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fabulous. Thank you for calling.
Oh, my God. Amanda is, like, so humble. People understand. She's, like, the best.
The
and
best.
And she's been the best since, no, seriously, she's been the best forever. And she's, like, the sweetest person.
Aww.
Amanda, you're so inspiring.
Thank you. This is another fabulous songstress on the line.
Get out of here. Let me find out now. What's your name, darling?
It's Carmony.
Carmony, huh? Yeah, she can blow?
Yes.
Yes, she can. Huh?
Yes.
All right.
I have to say this. I remember in high school, I had to sing. Remember Miss Fleischer's class?
Yes.
I was so nervous. I had to sing Summertime. And I wasn't nervous, like, for the class. It was just because mm-hmm. Amanda was sitting right there,
oh,
and
no.
I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. For real, you're so inspiring.
Oh, thank you so much.
We're
thank
so proud
you,
of you,
girl.
Thanks for calling, darling.
Much love.
Thank you. You too. Love you.
Love you.
Amanda Brown. Amazing Amanda. That's your love zone name in here in the love zone. We have a beautiful young lady that's sitting next to another beautiful young lady. She's in here. She's trying to stay off the camera, but we got her on the corner cap. She's like, how do they know I'm here? I want you to introduce yourself. This is Amanda's sister, y'all.
Hi, my name is Samara Brown from the BX2.
Y'all are crazy. Now tell me, how is it growing up being Amanda Brown's sister? Come on, man. We heard from the brother side now.
Stressful.
Stressful. Why? Why stressful?
We sisters. It's always going to be stressful, but it's great having her as my sister, considering that we both sing. So
you're just surrounded by singers, huh?
Sister, mother, aunts. Everybody.
Yeah. Wow.
My mom plays piano and sings. My dad plays guitar and bass. He doesn't sing, but, you know, we come from a musical family.
Yeah. Well, y'all should be forget the Tyler Perry Brown family. Y'all can be the Brown family yourself.
Exactly. Exactly.
Tell me, which one of her songs inspires you?
I like all her songs.
All of them. It's hard to pick one, huh?
Yeah.
It was easy for me. I'm not going to lie. I love them all, but that you complete me will get you in right in the heart for sure. Well, we got another song we're going to play by her tonight, and this one here is called Dreamer. Why don't you give me some information about Dreamer?
I'm actually very, very excited about this song. Mm. It's my most recent, and I feel like this song kind of just reflects where I am at this present time and moment in my life. And I went into the studio with this fantastic friend of mine, Z Music, who's also an amazing producer, and a bunch of other amazing musicians. And we knocked this one out, and it was just kind of something that I was feeling. It's for the dreamers. That's basically what I can say. It's definitely an inspiration to me, and so I hope it's an inspiration to people who are listening.
It's Dreamer, y'all, right here. 90.3 Ooh Baby Love FM. It's the one and only, the amazing Amanda Brown.
Free loving, but I see music's playing softly, echoing beyond me. No, I don't have a care, I'm just here and I feel I'm not scared, scared of anything. I can't wait, I cannot hide, and if I did, it would be a lie.
WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.
Dreamer Amanda, darling. I mean, really, all I know is that when you drop it, you got to drop it here. Because this
definitely
the music is just unbelievable. I mean, I'm so just stunned. I mean, I wasn't really expecting this from the project. And when he sent me the tracks and I put it in, and you know, we have a lot of people that say they can sing,
right?
Can't really sing, but and then we get a lot of people say, "Listen, Maurice, I got an artist. Once you get him on the air, I'm telling you, it's gonna be good. You gotta hear it." And they never make it on the air. But this one here, you deserve to be on the air.
Thank you so much for having me.
Definitely. Now, a lot of people say how good you are, and a lot of people listen, and they want to see you sing live. Where can they come out to see the lovely, the beautiful, amazing Amanda Brown perform live at?
The Village Underground. Much, much love to the Village Underground. Downtown. It's on West 3rd between 6th Avenue and McDougal. I sing there live with just a bunch of amazing, amazing musicians and singers. It's just a great band. I'm there every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 9:30 till 2 a.m.
Wait a minute, 9:30 at night to 2 a.m.?
Yes, so it's a party. It's a party all night.
All right. What days?
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Okay, which day is the hot day?
They're all hot days.
They're all hot days? All right,
no, seriously, though, like I know somebody might just say that just because they want people to come down. But honestly, yeah, every single night is fire.
All right. So next Wednesday.
Yes. Or come down tonight. After I leave here, I'm going over there. I'm singing there tonight till 2 a.m.
Are you serious?
Yes. Tonight.
They can see you tonight.
Tonight. All until right. 2 o'clock.
The Village Underground tonight. Once she leaves here until 2 a.m., she will be down there performing. But next Wednesday, I'm going to check my calendar.
All right.
Next Wednesday, I got to come check you out live.
I would love to see you.
I got to make sure that this not just studio magic I'm hearing.
No, no, no.
No? Well, I could check it out right now. You know, I mean, the Love Zone, we take it live on the Love Zone. And
all right, I'll sing your favorite song. I'll sing a little snippet of your favorite one.
Wait a minute. We have to turn the camera off because I don't need them to see me crying in here. But let me get a little bit of my favorite one.
Saw you on that first day. You completely took my breath away. Never thought that there could be anyone so special to me. Your eyes, your smile, your touch, oh baby, you're the one for me. You're all I'll ever need. For you, my blood, I'd bleed. You complete me. Oh.
Stop it, girl. Stop it. You misbehaving now. You showing off. Good goony goo-goo, baby.
Goony goo-goo. Eddie Murphy. I love that skit.
You heard her live. No studio magic, no nothing. And man, amazing.
Thank you.
That's your Love Zone name, Amazing Amanda.
Aw, thank you.
Right here in the Love Zone. These phones have been jumping up all night. Let's go to the Love Line and find out who's calling in. 90.3 FM, what's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, this is Eric Tell calling from.
From?
Hello? Oh, White Plains.
Oh, White Plains, New York. Okay.
I'm looking at the screen and I'm listening to you on the computer. That's why I'm a little off.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Turn your computer down so we don't have the feedback, and that way you can listen through the phone live, all right?
Okay, I just did that right now. I got someone else on the line, too, to say hi to Amanda.
Okay.
Amanda, a.k.a. Stiletto. Hi. I'm so excited. You're amazing.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. This is actually on the phone line right now. Eric Pell is an amazing, amazing rapper. You have another great artist on the
another
phone right
great,
now.
Huh?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
So you're a fan of Amanda, huh? You
love her? I'm a big fan of Amanda. I've been watching her since she was on the Apollo a couple years ago.
Man, watching her since. Now, mention the Apollo. I mean, you've been on the Apollo. You've been on the BET. You've been on Grammy. This girl has been everywhere, so, and I don't know how you slipped past me. I'm sure I've seen you and just didn't realize.
Maybe.
Didn't know you was good.
Maybe.
With vocals like that, man.
She's got a beautiful voice. It sounds like silk. I love it.
Oh, thanks, Nayeli.
Thanks for calling, y'all.
I'm a dreamer, and I love Here I Am, too.
Me and Nayeli are sitting here listening. We're enjoying the catalog.
Oh, man. That it is. We're going to have to make her like the greatest hits or something, because she's going to be making CDs after CDs after CDs.
God willing.
We're going to have some. We're going to have a CD called Amanda Number Ones by the time she finishes.
Yes, all let's right? will that into existence.
That's right. Put it in the universe, baby. Thanks for calling, y'all. 90.3 FM, what's your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Elon. I'm calling from
Elon!
How you doing, Elon? Welcome to 90.3 FM. What you want to say to the beautiful Amanda?
I just want to congratulate her on all that she's done so far and all that she's going to do.
This guy right here is one of the best performers you will, like, ever see. He's one of the greatest New York City live performers. Elon!
This is about Amanda Brown.
That's right, that's Amanda. Right.
I couldn't help it, I couldn't help it.
But at least she's very humble. Very humble and honest.
Thank you for calling, Elon.
Oh, you're
much,
you're
much love.
Much love to you, too, and all that you're doing. I was just online listening to one of your songs. Here I Am?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful song, beautiful song.
Yes.
Thank you.
If you get a chance, check it out. She's a beautiful performer, and she's an exciting performer. She says, I'm good. She's an exciting, exciting performer. If you ever get a chance to check her out at the Village Underground.
Yes.
We're going to have to do that. Next Wednesday, we're going to have to make it a Love Zone night. Get all the listeners,
indeed,
everybody. Come on down and get up there and sit right up front and watch you do the
come
thing.
Come on down.
Do the thing. Thanks for calling, Elon.
Thank you, Elon. No, love
take
you.
Love you too, baby.
Mentioning some of your TV appearances. I mean, I ran off some, but run them down for New York. Let them know what all you have done. And
oh, wow. Well, I mean, the stuff that I was able to do with Alicia, she is all over the place. So, mm-hmm. I mean, we did, like, Letterman. We did Regis and Kelly. We did everything.
Everything,
Well, I mean, in terms of myself, he mentioned the Apollo a little bit earlier. That was kind of my first TV things that I did as a solo artist. And that was a great experience.
Was that At Last? Did you sing
that?
That
was At Last.
I looked at that. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all go to, you know, everything is about the internet nowadays, right? And for those of you that tuned in late, you're listening to 90.3 Love FM with the beautiful Amanda Brown here. Fresh off the 2-year tour with Alicia Keys. She's doing her own thing right now, and she's making it happen. She's making it happen. But go to YouTube if you get a chance, all right? And just search for Amanda Brown. And when that At Last video come up, oh my God.
With my fro. I had a fro back then, yes, folks.
She had a fro. Hey, we all had a fro. When I had hair,
exactly.
I had a fro.
Well, we all have fros at some point.
But what an amazing job you did with that.
Thank you.
I wish I had that here on audio just to play, but you blew it. Did you win that night when you performed?
Actually, I was up against these two young, very talented young guys from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
They actually came up with like two buses of folks
fans.
From
okay,
Georgia.
So they did the screaming. Ah.
And the screaming is what decides whether or not you go on to the next level.
Exactly.
And I kind of knew that in the back of my mind, but going into it, I was like, oh, it'll be fun, whatever. And so I invited only like two people. And which kind of didn't work in my favor in terms of like the yelling thing, but right. It was a great experience. I was like, I think I was 21 when I did that.
Okay.
So it was a great experience, you know, for me at that point.
Let's go back in, because I promise, and there's one thing for sure, when we have an artist down here and they fans and listeners call in, we make sure that we get them on the Love Line. You're on the Love Line, 90.3 FM. What's your name and where you're calling from?
This is Darius Booker calling from Harlem.
Darius Booker.
Welcome to the Love Zone, baby.
What's up, brother? I actually have the pleasure of singing sometimes with Amanda on weekends, and there's nothing I can put into words, experience of singing with. Sometimes she gets mad at me because I forget my notes. because I can't concentrate when she's singing. So I just want to wish her the best of luck and everything, and it's long overdue.
Thank
long
you, overdue. Darius. Much love.
You
Much
got
love.
It, Darius. Thanks for calling, baby. Oh, man. Tell me, what's some things you got coming up? Anything happening besides the Village Underground?
Actually, yeah. I'm in the process of planning a show with a good friend of mine. That's going to be hopefully a really, really big thing. It's going to be kind of a holiday show, and we're going to invite a whole bunch of folks out. And so when the details are finalized, then I'll have all those dates specifically for everybody. But it's actually something that I'm planning right now. It's in the works. We're both planning it, and he's another amazing talent.
I know that you
talent.
Surround yourself with great talent.
You know what? I feel like that's so important, especially as a musician and as an artist. And in terms of being creative, I think it's important to surround yourself with other creative people. And it just creates an environment where you can feed off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And this person gives this. And so you're like, oh, well, I'm going to give this. And it's just, you know, a great, great environment, I think, in terms of developing something that you're proud of. So I try and surround myself with tons of creative people. And not only that, it's fun. I'm not one of those people where I'm just like, oh, they can sing too. That's great. I love being around singers, especially
so
great
singers. On your live sets, like down at the Village, down in Underground, are you guys, I mean, is it like a rehearsed thing, or do y'all just have some freestyle and y'all end up jamming?
No, it's a long, long, great jam. And there's some amazing talent. Cheryl Pepsi Riley, I don't know if you're familiar with her. She's there every now and again. Amina Shamal is there. Jason Murden, Raj, Eddie Zach, Rosalind McClure, Noam Dwarman. I mean, the list can go on and on.
Well, you can see her on the webcam, though. She is just smiling from ear to ear as she names these great vocalists that are performing with her. Don't forget, that's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, right?
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Village Underground?
Village Underground.
All right. Definitely check
Village
her out.
Village Underground. Please come out.
She's heading there right after she get off the air here with us, and she's going down to the blow. I wish I could go down there tonight. I mean, I may have to slide by for a few.
Definitely swing by when you're done. It's going to be a good time. I'm telling you. You will not be disappointed.
I got a gig tomorrow. And, I mean, I got a long ride
I got a gig
home.
Tomorrow, too.
Well, you used to gigging all the time. Nevertheless, hey, we got another track we would like to play. You Better Be Ready. And that sounds like you got a message in there. What's going on with that?
This song is for the ladies. Well, you know, not only for the ladies. This song is for anybody and everybody who is in a relationship or in a situation where they feel the particular person they're with is not where they need to be. And so I'm basically saying what it is that I want and what it is that I need. And when I'm ready, that person better be ready. So that's what that song is about.
You heard it straight from the source. It's the amazing Amanda Brown.
This is The Love Zone with Maurice the Voice Watts and DJ Howie D on 90.3 Love FM.
Running games on me and thinking that I'm a fool. I need a strong man who's gonna be here to do what I need him to. If he is lucky, one day he'll hear my heart belongs to you. But for right now, boy, you better back up and hear what I'm saying to you. You better be ready.
You better be ready
for all the love I have to give. You better be ready.
Get yourself ready
to live the way I wanna live. You better be ready. Still I've
learned to survive. I have been lied to, made a fool of, got caught up so many times. If you wanna get with me, you're gonna work for it. And this ain't no 9 to 5. You're the one I can't give my love to. Then you're gonna have to put in the time. You better be ready.
Fellas, you heard what she said, right? You better be ready. The lovely Amanda Brown, right here, WHCR 90.3.
Hello, Love FM. Hello, hello, New York City.
This one here, warning you, baby. This is hot.
This is one of those jams that's when you ready to. Hope somebody, no kids are listening, but when you're ready to do the deed.
Somebody rocking, knocking them boots.
Exactly. There this ain't nothing wrong.
With what?
With a little bump and grind.
Watch yourself, girl. Watch yourself. Now listen real quick before we let you get out of it, because we know you got to get down there to hit that stage. But it's been a wonderful blessing to have you here with us, and I'm glad that Richard chose the Love Zone to expose this talent.
As am I. I'm so happy to be here.
Definitely. Now, I know you got your friends out there on Facebook, but what is your Facebook about? Just Amanda Brown?
It's www.facebook.com/AmandaBrownMusic. And it's also, you can find me on YouTube, www.youtube.com/user/AmandaBrownTV. Mm. Also on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Amanda__ That's 2 underscores, folks. Brown. So it's Amanda_Brown. Friend me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Check out my videos on YouTube. My website is actually under construction at the moment. Mm-hmm. And when it is done, I will be sure to post that address on Facebook and on Twitter for everybody. So until then, friend me.
Make her friend, yeah. Make her a friend. Before you go, who you want to say goodnight to?
I want to say goodnight to New York City, my home, my love, where I was born and raised. New York and the entire world. Much love.
They're listening to you in Germany, Australia, everywhere.
Yes.
The Love Zone gets around.
Baby. I have much love for everybody overseas as well. Honestly, they really, really do give me some amazing love. So much love, everybody around the world.
You got it, baby. Once again, I want to thank Richard, the man that made it happen.
Yes, Richard! You see, when I get so excited, I get all nervous and I forget names. So you can imagine, like, if I ever had to give, like, a thank you
speech.
You mean
when you accept your Instagram? Yeah.
When that does happen, because we're putting that out there, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
But you can imagine probably how many names I'm going to forget. Much love to Richard Burton, John Henderson, my management, partner's management. thank you guys so much for all you do each and every day. I love you.
The one and only Miss Amanda Brown right here on 90.3 Love FM. Until the next time, she's going to be down at Village Underground tonight till 2 a.m. If you're driving around, check her out. Wednesday.
You can come down Wednesday.
I got to try to get by there Wednesday. I got to check the calendar, but as far as I know, Wednesday is available, and I think we're going to make it happen.
All right. You know, I got to give you, last but not least, much, much love for having me.
You know it, baby. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Look at Smiley. Who you saying goodnight to, girl? Who you saying goodnight to?
Good night to 90.3 FM.
Oh, I love you, girl.
And good night, New York City, into the Bronx.
BX.
You got it. This is the amazing Amanda Brown, y'all. Don't move that down. We got more of the Love Zone. I'm here rarely till midnight, but tonight I'm here to midnight. It's just me and you around the world.
Why don't you stay?
To hell with being right. It's the Love Zone with the legendary Maurice the Voice Watts and DJ Howie D on 90.3 Love FM.
Burning to have a second chance.
giving it to you just the way you like it. It's back to back, baby, all night long, ladies and gents, commercial free.
I know that when you look at me, there's so much that you just don't see. But if you would only take the time, I know in my heart you'd find. Oh, girl, scared sometimes, who isn't always strong? Can't you see the hurt in me? I feel so all alone. Someone always in control, but at night I come home and turn the key. There's nobody there, no one cares for me. Oh, what's the sense of trying hard to find your dream?
WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.
No better, but we just can't help ourselves. It's something like magnetic, how I'm drawn to you. I got my situation, you got your manhole waiting. And in this game we're playing, someone's bound to lose. Baby, I'm addicted to your love, yeah.
try to keep, but I can't get enough. All I want is your forbidden touch. 'Cause we're lying and deceiving. Just neither one of us is leaving.
Yes, yes, yes. With me.
Pulling me back, oh. Wifey thinks I'm working. Tell your man you're searching. You used to stop and flirting. How we in love here? Sneaking off and creeping. Making love in secret. When we both got reasons. But we never should have let this go.
Sing, Trey.
I guess we just keep on cheating.
Yes. Where you headed?
We're headed for the danger zone, but I can't leave you alone. Oh, baby, you keep pulling me back, pulling me back. Oh,
lovers,
yeah, that's what we are.
Trying so hard to hide
what we feel.
We should let it go.
Just let it go.
Yeah, but it's just too hard.
The wonderful sounds of Trey Williams, baby. Cheating. It just keeps pulling it back. Once again, I want to thank the lovely, amazing Amanda Brown for stopping by the Love Zone tonight. Check her out at the Village Underground. We're going to try to get by there next Wednesday, so hey, if you're downtown Manhattan, come on out and hang out with The Voice, all right? As we slow things back down and do it up the sensuous way, right here in my place, the Love Zone.